Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, hello, everyone. I had myself on mute. Welcome, everyone, to our Blog Talk Show today, November the 13th, 2021. And we have a wonderful day all cooked up for everyone. And the first thing that the first person we'll be talking with today is Dr. Tom, of course, for his intel information and some information as well regarding health and staying healthy. And then it will be followed by Mr. Ron Spence from the Limbic Arc. And today he is going to give us more information regarding the emotional boots called CERT, which stands for Cook's Emotional Release Technology. Brand new, but it's all about vibration, it's all about frequency, and that is what we are all about as well. We will also, again, be listening to Mark Kotler and Michael Andrews talk more about the IMC and how and what the benefits are and its longevity for us. So the thing to remember these days is we have to be able to really move from moment to moment, not really from month to month, because there's so many changes even within 1 month. And our expectations have to be realistic regarding what we expect. So for all of us that have been on this mission, on this path, we have been the ones, because we chose to be the leaders. It is our time to take up that leadership role and position. We are the ones that know the truth. We are the teachers. We are the way showers. We are the light workers. So during times of distress and confusion and chaos, we have to be the calm. We have to be the compassion. We have to be the beacons of light and love. No fear, we are the fearless. We are the strong and not the weak. We are the oneness of creation, of source. This is why we came. This is why we are here. There is no time, no space. There is only the now. That is where we live. So with that being said, I will go ahead and open up the lines now for Zareya. So Zareya can share her points of view and her message for today, and we'll follow that up with Dr. Tom. If my computer will comply.
Right, if your computer will comply, I'll talk. There you go.
Thank you, Zareya. I'll let you take it away.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta, the call started and you weren't even on.
I was talking to the walls. I was preparing for what I was going to be saying.
Yeah, you were talking to the wall. You know? Anyway, so Okay. What I'd like to say before I, you know, before I even do any reading here, I want to say something here because a lot of people are really concerned about the IMC getting it mixed up with crypto, Bitcoin currency. Understand this. It is totally different from that source. It is a utility coin. It is a coin that you can use to buy and sell goods and services. And it is a coin that is going to constantly go up. It will never go down. So don't even think that you would be losing an investment of your money if you were to get involved, because you will not. It is constantly going up, and I can attest to that because we've already had a nice return on it, and we're able to do a couple of things, and it's very, very profitable. So for those of you who are on the fence, I suggest you jump off the fence and take the plunge, because you're not going to lose at all. You're only going to gain. This is the only one, only utility coin of its kind right now. There's others coming out, I'm sure, but right now, this is the game, people. This is the one that's going to get you a return, a guaranteed return, without losing anything. So if you have an IRA in the bank and you have money being saved in the bank and you're only making like 1 to 2%, if that, and you have to wait, I'm not quite sure how that works. Maybe you can explain that, Jane. On an IRA, what's the percentage and how long do you have to wait before you can pull any out? I don't know. But with this, you wait 6 months, boom, that's it. After 6 months, you can take 10% out. Every month after that, you can take 10%. So you're not losing. You're gaining. And then by the first quarter of next year, it's going to be phenomenal. So I can imagine, and for those of you who are just wondering, is this a scam? No, we're not. Also understand that there's a guy out there that posts negativity when it comes to anything that's good. He gets paid to do that. Every time you click on his review, he gets paid. So think about that. You're supporting him if you go on his review and read his review, which is all negative anyway. And I can guarantee you he is going to be saying this is a scam, but I guarantee you it's not. We got involved in it because, you know, we thoroughly check things out before we even mention it to the to our people, because we want to make sure that they're being treated right. And this is one item right now that IMC is right. It's right for you. It's right for anyone that wants to get involved. And if you can come in for as little as $100, $500, $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, $25,000, however much you want to invest in it, you can do that. And you will not lose. Okay, I said my piece on that. So if you want to bring Tom on after that, I'll do a reading. Jane.
Just hey, wait a minute. I'm here.
But you weren't talking.
He's calling me from the other room. We need that separation in order for so that there isn't any background noises. So
she's calling you from the other room, not he.
She, exactly. I thought that's what I said. Sorry about that.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't we do this? We're going to do it a little bit differently. So if you have your message, your second message for all of us that's, you know,
I do.
Different. All right. We're ready for you.
Oh, well, I thought you were going to bring Tom. Okay. All right. Here we go. Free energy and abundance. This is coming out of the book Messages from the Hollow Earth by Diane Robbins. If you want to get her books, of course, you know what to do. You go to www.DIANNE.com and get her books direct from her. So she'll get the proceeds from it. Okay. We speak to you today on behalf of our beloved Mother Earth, or Terra Christa, in whose womb we dwell. All our lives we have lived in peace and abundance, always knowing that all we could ever need would be provided for us. This is the responsibility of a mother. This is the purpose of our earth, to provide abundance to all life living upon her and in her. We have accepted all that the earth has given to us in gratefulness, without ever taking more than we need. All of us understand the great universal laws of life, and all of us live by them. These laws are simple and logical and state that whatever you sow, you reap. We live our lives in harmony with our Earth Mother, and in return, she supplies us with all we need. It is quite simple law to follow, and reaps great riches. The Earth is a self-sufficient planet, supplying all the life needs from within her own body. She is ever replenishing herself and ever replenishing her harvests. You are taking more from Earth than you need, since energy is free. But you insist on using fossil fuels instead of cultivating trees, sources of energy that are plentiful to everyone on the planet. This is depleting the earth of her natural resources, which in reality function as part of her body. When these parts are continually mined and depleted, the earth will not be able to function, just as if someone mined your heart center and you would not be able to survive. Every part of Earth serves a function and must function in order for her to survive. There's a world of free energy out there just waiting for you to harness. There's electromagnetic energy. There's wind. There's solar. There's tidal, water, and others that you haven't even discovered yet. This cold winter is giving you a great opportunity to develop other forms of fuel to heat your homes and run your industries. How fortunate prices of gas are soaring, for its purpose is to bring it to your attention, the availability of other energy sources that are free. Why pay a utility company for what the earth provides for free? The earth has always given you more than you need, but in your greed, you have stripped her of her resources of gold and uranium and other metals, which are her life force. Soon your people will wake up to the unlimited supply of solar and water and hydrogen power. Use this 2021 energy crisis, because there is one right now, to develop forms of free energy, and you will unburden both the earth and yourselves. We in Hollow Earth never pay for anything, for all the earth gives us is free, and this freedom allows us to cultivate our creativity and spirituality and relationships, which results in heaven on earth for us. What are you waiting for? We've been waiting patiently for you on the steps of the Library of Porthologos in the stillness of hollow earth, where all is serene. Today we greet you in the light of the one creator, the creator of all. No matter where you live on this earth, you were all designed by a great designer, and you are here to fulfill the divine plan for earth. Today we will talk about life inside the globe and how it glorifies our existence in physical form. Everything here is in a heightened state of evolution, and everything here responds immediately to our thoughts. We command the elements, and the elements work with us, not against us, to bring us our perfect climate and perfect environment. Everything responds to everything, and together creates a synergy of reasoning melodies that uplift and nourish our souls. We are constantly being fed by the vibrations of all life around us, restoring ourselves continuously and fully with the great force necessary for our existence in immortality. You on the surface are diametrically opposed to everything and everyone, sheltered in your own realities of separatedness, and not heeding the forces of nature who are there to work with you, but whom you deem necessary to destroy and plunder. This is the great travesty of life on earth, and as a result, your environment is crashing at a rapid pace. The most important lesson to learn in this lifetime is to live in harmony with all of life, all people, all of nature. Once humanity learns this, then the great forces of abundance will flow to everyone, and suddenly everyone will have everything they could ever need. It is available to you right now, once harmony is restored on the surface. But you who read these messages know this and are carrying vast amounts of light. It is your light that is touching the garments of all you come in contact with and raising the vibration of the planet. It is your light that is blazing through the density, clearing the haze of distortion, so humanity can once again see clearly. That's Hollow Earth's message to you. Wake up, people. Wake up.
All right,
get rid of your gas guzzling machines, and go solar, go wind, go water, go electromagnetics. Do what you know is already here for you, and you won't be charged a utility bill either. Why can you charge for air? No, it's free. So you can put your power companies out of commission completely by literally going off the grid and create your own power. And we have a wonderful person, Ron the Inventor. He has a generator that you can turn off your main power switch on your power box on the side of your house. Turn that off. Turn to the off position. You plug this generator in. It doesn't make a sound. It's quiet as a mouse. You plug that into any outlet, and your entire house is back on with power. There is not on the grid, and you're back for power. and they cannot, and you totally eliminate your power bill, literally, because it will power your entire house, and nobody will be able to steal it because it'll be inside your house, and it'll be quiet as a mouse. They could come in your house looking for a generator, and they never find anything, because it also doubles as a exercise bike, stationary exercise bike. Think about that. You can power your house. You can totally go off the grid, plug this into your system, and your entire house is on power. And if it starts going low, all you do is get on the little stationary exercise bike and pedal away, power, and charge it back up again. And your house will remain on power. Even if the power goes out, during a storm or whatever, this will power your house. However, I will tell you, if you get one of these devices, it costs $3,000, but you can also buy it on time or on payments. And this device will power your house in a blackout. But you better black out your windows, because you don't want somebody coming to your house, knocking on your door, wondering why you have power and anybody else don't. So you black out your windows if that situation occurs. Anyway, I've said my piece. I'm done.
I think so, Zaria. I think you said it all. I don't know if there's anything else for me to say. Anyways.
Of course, you'll always have something to say, dear. You never without words.
Yeah. But I think that what you said was really excellent for everyone to hear and to feel how powerful they really are. So I just want to just do
I want to say one more thing before you do your thing. This is coming from Mikos in Hollow Earth.
All right.
He's saying, people, think about this. You're cutting down trees to build houses. When there's no more trees, there's no more people. You know, what does that mean? That means when the oxygen is gone, you're gone. That's all.
Okay. All right, everyone. You know that when Zora comes through, which is will be in a short while, we're going to have Dr. Tom coming in now. But before we do that, let us just go ahead and bring in our commands for today. And I'm going to just kind of put that together also with our Zora's energy boost. So today we're going to be talking all about boosts. So here we go. So, and I really think, I really know within, we all know within our heart minds, that when we either meditate or when we do our commands, we're doing that from our heart. We're doing that from our soul. We're doing that from our spirit, that we just all are. Thing to remember is that we all also know that during these times and during difficult times, just in general, when we look at all the devastation and all the souls that we have lost, or the bodies that we have lost, not the souls, is all part of the evolution of mankind. So think about that as we move forward, understanding, you know, there are so many people that are asleep, but to also know fully that we are the light and we have won. So let's go ahead and start with our commands for today. Thank you, Q, for the commands. I command Source, pardon, Creator, Mother, Father, God, quote-unquote, Zora and Saraya, to bring peace and joy and harmony and abundance to me now. I command my spirit, Prime Creator, Source, Mother, Father, God, all the higher realms, to bring to me now great health, great peace, joy, and harmony now. I command Source, Prime Creator, Mother, Father, God, to awaken and enlighten me now. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. And we know it, and it is done. Days is really all still about cleansing and moving to new earth. To bring in, to see and know that our beloved Terra Christa in humanity, of which we are all a part of, never separated either from who we call Terra Christa, Mother Gaia, that we are all moving towards our ascension. We are all together moving towards the center of our universe, an incredible, incredible journey that we are on. And as we continue to evolve, the more we understand that we are truly spirit. We are not these bodies. These bodies have always been temporary, as we have incarnated over and over and over again, taking on different bodies in order for us to get to this point so that we can be who we are with all of our abilities and skills, capabilities, light beings, to be the light beings, to be the crystalline light beings we are. The more we think in that direction, the more we evolve in frequency to understand who we are. And that's why the light has won, because we have, of course, with assistance from higher realms and wonderful frequencies coming from above, together with us, we are moving forward at great speed, because that is what we have manifested. So the ongoing battle between light and dark is already, I like to say, what Zora says, a no thing, because we are already there. All right. So with that being said, let's go ahead and bring in Dr. Tom and see what is on his mind and what he has to share with us today. So let's move forward and bring him through. Okay. All right, everybody. Just hang in there. I also got to say, hey, I hope everyone was able to do that already. What a wondrous, glorious, and loving day it is. And I'm sure that Zora and or Zoraya will probably do that again when they come back. All right, well, when Zora comes back. So let's go ahead. In the meantime, let's go ahead and bring in Dr. Tom. Okay. There we go. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Problem there. Let me see. That wasn't.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Mark.
Is not available.
Okay, that was wrong. Let me go ahead and try that one more time, guys. All right.
Are we having problems, dear?
No, no, I've got it for you. Thank you very much. Thank you for asking. All right, here we go.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Tom. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for being here today.
That's a good one. wonderful to hear you. So,
right.
I'm just going to...
Same here.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's all yours. Platform is all yours. Oh. Thank you so much for Dr. Tom. We are looking forward to hearing what you have to say for today.
Right.
As always.
Well, we're going to do things a little different today. So I'm going to give the update at the end here because I think it's important that we prepare ourselves. And I want to talk about something just real quick that we need to make preparation for ourselves. We need to make ourselves sovereign. We need to make the RV like it's already happened. And you can do that by, you know, we think about 60 to 70,000 thoughts per day, you know, and we have to regulate how those are. And 90% of those thoughts are, you know, are sometimes negative or fear or whatever. So it's real important to understand that the same thoughts create the same choices, and the same choices always create the same behavior, right? And also the same behavior will create the same experiences. So the same experiences will create those same emotions, will drive the same exact thoughts, right? So we will always be equal to how we think and feel by our personality, and our personality creates, you know, who we are. So if we look at this, so if we're every day we're thinking about the jab and the people dying and the economy crashing and the scandemic and Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, decrease in the masculinity, the divorce rate, the, you know, it goes on and on and on. And you have to be able to, even like Q says, is don't open that email, step out of it, right? So we have to be in a place where we want to, if you keep drawing that energy, that negative thoughts and negative energy, you're going to create that negative energy. But if you start creating that inner world of gratitude and thinking good things, like being out in nature and meditation, you can change your DNA. So it's important that when this RV comes, that we prepare to be in order. So get your house in order, right? That means you're the physical stuff, the currency, get all your thoughts ready. And right now, we've talked about this over the past year, get your health in order and get your thoughts in order. What are you going to think about today? Okay, what are you going to do? Turn off the news, turn off all this other stuff, start exploring, start reading new books, start, you know, exploring new things that you want to do in the future to help humanitarian projects or whatever. Get your spiritual in order get your frequency up, right? So if we prepare ourselves and then when we receive the RV, but if we already manifest the RV by our thoughts all day, then you can create those. So we can create everything. As Aura always says, we're unlimited. We're God and goddesses. We can create anything. So we have to get ready and prepare ourselves for what's coming down the road. Because if we're living in this, we're going to come into the new planet, the new economy, the new frequency. And if you haven't switched over, you don't change the station, you know, get off that, it's like an FM station, you're trying to dial it in and get that clear, you know, the clear frequency. You start today. We all should have started a long time ago. I know a lot of us wish we would have prepared ourselves better in the past, but thank God this thing's been delayed because a lot of us have been working on a lot of new things. And so that's kind of where we're at with that. And so get ready. So where are we today with this? Well, over this week, you know, it's amazing how you can get sources. We have sources all over the world of what's going on. Recently, we got information that there's 206 plus countries that are going gold-backed, asset-backed, but there was about 50 countries that weren't completely hooked up. And hopefully that's being resolved as we speak. The Admiral out west is being told every day that it's going to happen today, tomorrow. So he's a little baffled, but they're getting ready. We are been told that large groups have been whales, which I just got confirmed by a text of someone that's in that group, and they've been told to head to Reno. So that's good news. The military is mobilizing trillions of dollars to help what's going on to protect this country. So it's going to be a great Christmas. It's going to be a good Christmas. We should expect everything next week. More of the delays, we're just cleaning up the QFS system. Also that the bondholders, over 2,000 bondholders have been paid in Europe. They're waiting for the metals certificates to settle. The banks have received their USN notes. And the biggest thing is it's just everything is moving forward. Everything is moving forward. The QFS system will be determining whether your heart is into humanitarian projects. That's how much you will get. That'll determine if you're a bad guy, you ain't going to get much. So you bad guys out there, that's what you get. So that's kind of the update with that. Also, too, my feeling is with this jab issue, I feel, and this is just from what I've been exploring and seeing, is that the people who receive the jab, how are we going to help them? I think there'll be quantum financial system. Frequency will be put out there in these nanobots that were put into the jabs that a good frequency will be able to go in and turn those nanobots to help heal the body. I think that may happen. Who knows? But I got a feeling that Source is going to help a lot of the people who are still around that got the jabs because they needed to save their jobs or whatever, but everything's coming together. So I think we're there. I know we've heard this. It's going to be a good Christmas, a couple more weeks. Just hang on. This is done. Everything is done. All the corruption has been taken out, and the economies may crash. We may have to see that. That's what the white hats and the allowances wanted to wake people up. That's why Trump signed this executive order to keep China, Evergrande, all these ships that are out there in the ports are there because they're trying to take down, the white hats are trying to take down China, because China, the Communist Party, was tied into Evergrande. So what they're doing is they're letting them hang themselves, and the ports are not letting them unload because that's their source of money. So they had to cut off the source of money. So the good guys have won the war. It'll be a better place. So I think in the next couple months, we're going to see a lot of changes with Nassar and everything coming in. So,
indeed.
So that's it. That's where we're at
that's
today.
That's a lot. Wonderful. Great news. I have a question for you that's come up, I guess, with some of the people. And I know what Shelton has said in regards to it, too. But maybe from your perspective, what do you know about the currencies being gold back? I mean, are we including not just, and we understand as well that, you know, that the fiat, our dollars are basically out the window since it's just paper. And so everything is going to be trading in terms of currencies that are all gold back. Now, does that also include cryptocurrency from you, what you know?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, well,
anyone will. We have heard different things that the cryptocurrency was, that whole circuit was created by the bad guys, the dark forces. We've heard that.
Well, okay.
But what do you do with the good money, the working people that have put their money into Bitcoin are doing really well. So I think the quantum financial system will balance it out.
I'm
involved with it and creating things.
Yeah, we are.
I think a lot of people are going to help their sovereignty. Yeah. So, so we will see. So, I don't think anyone knows yet on that. So,
well, I do. This is what I do know. I do know. And that's why I thought maybe you might have known also. I had spoken with Mr. S, you know, our teacher, that must have been about a couple of weeks or so ago. And I brought that up. And he said all of that also, you know, as after everything kind of settles and the bad guys are removed, that all currencies, you know, that are a part of this, which includes crypto, will be all gold back. That's what they're working on as well. That's why a lot of the weights, not just politically and economically, but economically, that has also played a huge role since more than half of the world already is trading digitally. Everything is moving digital anyways, and that also will include, you know, cryptocurrency. Which ones, we don't know, but we just need to be able to remove. They're working on removing the bad guy, just like they are with the banks and everything else that are involved negatively, whether it's bonds or different money, they're getting them out of the way. Same thing with the crypto world. So that is also going to be, on its way to being gold back as well. So, and that's huge. That's a huge, huge area right there when we talk about that. And
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you look at it, so if I go out and buy after the RV and we're gold back, so I go out and buy $1,000 worth of Bitcoin, okay?
Right.
That I'm right now. I do buy currencies now, so but that's with fiat money.
Yeah.
So, but if I go out, the RV's half an hour gold back, and I go buy $1,000 of gold back currency, and I buy $1,000 worth of Bitcoin, then that crypto is Bitcoin. Yeah, we never really know. Yeah. You know, you just have to lay all the cards on the table, you know, and then see what comes out. You know, and see who has the best magic trick, right?
It's all part of having fun, I think. Also, in the midst of chaos, you know, just it's good to stay above all that, all above, as we were talking about, as we have been talking about also.
Yeah,
above all of that negativity.
Yes, and I think, you know, once we realize that once, you know, people are at ease, that all of a sudden we start creating everything now, because we don't have to look over our shoulder, and we don't have to, with my experience of being a whistleblower in the past and trying to be, you know, being taken out completely, we have to realize is that you have to let fear go. And there will be no more fear anymore. You know, of course you want to use fear, you know, a tiger's chasing you accidentally, or, you know, a car trying to run
over.
Come over here, tiger.
Fear
is good to help us out. But otherwise, it's to eliminate it and be in that place of love and gratitude.
Yeah.
You know, we'll always be that. So.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that.
Yes.
Wonderful information and upliftment from you, Dr. Tom. So thank you for being
here. All right. Well, hopefully we have a great week next week.
Yes. Are you going to be climbing mountains today or riding a bike?
No climbing mountains. No, probably just taking it easy and working on cryptocurrency projects.
see, everybody. Okay. Everybody's working on crypto these days. The good stuff. All right.
Yeah,
Thank you again, Dr. Tom.
To learn the new stuff, so, okay.
Yes, it is.
Take care.
Okay. All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. So let's go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and Tom, so that when he feels that he needs to be elsewhere, he can go and do his thing. And now we have probably about 10 minutes before we bring in our next wonderful guest, Ron Spence, again, talking about, you know, we're always talking about raising frequency and vibration. So, hold on a second. Oh, I've got to take, Zareya wants to talk. All right, Zareya. All right. You are not on mute, dear. Take yourself off mute, please. Yes, you are. Try it again.
I wore a little headpiece. My headpiece was. Okay.
It was your turn. Uh-huh.
Okay, my turn. Anyway, all right. Yeah, I do have something that I want to talk to people out there about. My father is going to be talking today about a replacement for him, meaning this. He wants someone out there who is willing to host my father, meaning have my father come through them. So I told him I would put it out there, and he's going to talk more about it when he talks today. But he wants to find someone who is willing and able to channel. Yeah, willing and able to channel my father. And, of course, I don't have no problem with that. If someone wants to do that, that's fine.
And, of course, we're not like
Jay-Z Knight, where we have a copyright on garbage. And so there's no copyright on my father, okay? Anyone can channel my father.
Yeah. Not anyone.
You're not infringing on our rights or anything like that.
Okay.
So you're safe.
Yes, Zareya.
So if anyone out there wants to, you know,
can you hear me?
Open themselves up to be yes. Of course I hear you. Went down the wrong way. Darn it. I was talking and a strawberry went down, piece of strawberry went down the wrong windpipe. Okay. Anyway, so, no, we got that squared away. Go ahead and talk.
Could I say, I just wanted to say, this is something that Zora had brought up to me about a week or so ago. So anytime Zora says something, you know, Zora says something, we listen, right? And I listen. So, and I was thinking about that over the week as far as why would you want to do that, right? Why would Zoraya want to let somebody else channel her father? And Zora will answer that question. What I would like to mention, however, is that it takes a very special someone to, I don't want to say replace, because Zora will always be able to go through, I mean, will always, that attachment is father and son, that will always be there. So it doesn't mean that we'll never, you
father,
will never hear
father
Zoraya
and daughter
again. Pardon?
Father and daughter, not so, father and son.
Oh, yeah, father and daughter. I'm sorry. It used to be son, but now it's father and daughter. Correct. So it's right. There is, as we all know, sometimes we don't understand, but there is always a grander, larger purpose behind everything, especially when it comes from those of the higher realms. We still don't see fully here in this realm all of the truths, all of the plans. It unfolds for us. So we'll see what Zora has to say later on. But I will say that a person who will be able to channel Zora will have to also, has been doing this for quite some time, understands everything about how to channel, especially when it's about changing of essences from there to here and vice versa at will. It's not about being able to channel Zora and write things out. It's actually about trans-channeling, meaning that you can change essences together. It would be a person who has been doing this for quite some time, a person, of course, with high frequency and has been listening to our calls or those of our calls, someone from around the world, and, of course, understands what the mission is, what our mission is, understands, you know, about Hollow Earth, whether from a higher dimension, et cetera. So it's not something that anyone, hey, I want to channel Zora, I can do it. I know I could do it. It's way beyond that. And, of course, we will know whether or not that particular person is going to be.
Also, to narrow things down a little bit, also, the person would be nice if the person is bilingual, at least Spanish and one other language.
Right. That way it will be able to touch more people, because the avenue or the direction of our calls is going to be much more global. Someone who has the time to be able to do all of that and then we'll also probably have a different webmaster who will be the moderator as well. So lots of transitions, but it's all positive. We're not going away. But with everything that is moving forward right now, you know that Zoraya and myself, have got a ton of different projects to move forward into. This is a very busy channel for us. So anyways, it's part of our transition. It's part of our growth. And we'll just leave that one alone for now. I am now going to go ahead and bring our next guest, who is Ron Spence. So let's go ahead and do that now.
I thought we'd bring Michael in first.
No, Michael, and no, they will be coming in after. Thank you.
After. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll put myself back on mute.
All right, thank you. All right, Ron, we spoke with him, I think it must have been like a 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he talked to with all of us about limbic arc and the new technology, the emotional release technology called CERT. So let's go ahead and bring him through. All right, hold on a minute. He will be coming in. Hold on a second. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Well, hello there, Ron.
Is this Jane?
This is Jane. It is.
Hi.
Yes. And welcome and welcome to our Blog Talk show. And you are on the air right now. We just are very, very excited to hear you again. You are such a great speaker. You're so knowledgeable. And we really appreciate your heart and all of your motivations to do what you do for not just for the world, actually, and all the different ventures that you have been a part of. So a quick introduction for Mr. Ron Spence. He has not only is he a wonderful individual as far as who he is, you know, with family and friends and community, he has in his past, he's always been one of those people. He's a research scientist. So that is always a part of who he is. He's great at that. He really looks at all of the details. He also has been a master of many businesses, has his own business still. And besides being our master affiliate for Limbic Arc, he is has lots of credentials also in terms of administrative work. And I don't know what else to say, Ron. you have got such a plethora of credentials. It's enormous. And most in the past few years, you've been very, very involved with Dr. Vaughn Cook with the Limbic Arc, bringing that to the world, and of which we are very, very appreciative of. So if you will, Ron, please, I'll give you the platform, say more about yourself, and say more about Limbic Arc, and then, of course, we would love to be able to hear more about the search. Thank you so much for being here.
You bet. Thank you, Jane. You know, I enjoy doing these kind of presentations. I do them almost every day. Throughout the world. In fact, our biggest following right now is over in Europe. Dr. Cook and Limbic Arc President George Wright is over there right now doing a presentation over in Europe because it's our fastest growing part of the company. And I think what's really exciting is the fact that Dr. Cook has launched a new program. Now, this new program is called CERT. It's called it's the acronyms that stand for Cook's Essential Emotional Technique. Now, I've been working with Dr. Cook for, 3 years, but on this project, I've known Dr. Cook for pushing 20 years and helped him on some of his early accomplishments. But he asked me to come out of retirement to help him on this. But I can tell you this. I have asked Dr. Cook for some time if we could create an emotional release kind of program. And the reason why I say that, the science of the doctors and scientists who research this topic or subject know that 100% of all illness and disease can be traced to unbalanced and negative emotions that are trapped in our fields. And when I say fields, I mean, you know, from my background and training, it's imprinted in our subconscious. And it affects our lives. It affects our lives in so many ways. Years ago, when I've been doing research for about 40 years in biochemistry, but in the last 20 years on the impact of how consciousness interfaces with subconscious and going down that journey, I learned how to become a hypnotherapist. I've learned to do that only because I wanted to learn more about that understanding of how consciousness interfaces with the subconscious. And then about the same time, a little bit thereafter, then I got studying in quantum physics. Now, that was the missing link, because here's what happens. I learned that when we take a person and we are able to, with their permission, go into their subconscious, find out what's there. It's an amazing experience. Do you know that everything in your entire life that you do, right to the second, is recorded in your subconscious? It's just an amazing recording machine. Understand that your subconscious it's part of your innate intelligence. It's your innate intelligence, but connected to your spirit essence. So it's really you. And that you is living in an avatar body called a human body, which has limitations, by the way. The limitations are confined by, in fact, we know we're limited because science tells us that we only interface with anywhere from 1% or less than 1% up to 5% of the electromagnetic spectrum, which means all of reality out there, most of it, the vast majority of it, we don't play in that sandbox. And there's a lot of cool stuff out there. One of those areas is called the quantum field. The quantum field has its own set of laws, just like we have in our realm here, gravity, you know what that law is. And well, in the quantum field, they have laws too. And it's been discovered that the laws that exist there have to obey intelligence. Now, that's really interesting because now these are the dots I connected when going through and studying quantum physics. And I was, way back in the day, 15, 20 years ago when I was heavily involved in that, I was wondering why I didn't see other scientists connect the same dots I did. Because when I went through the studies, I came out with my understanding of what really was happening there that no one had really been talking about until in the last few years. I met a young man, when I say young, he's younger than me, and that's Dr. Bruce Lipton, and he tells my same story. I don't know who came up with that first, but we basically tell the same story. And then since, I've met some other physicists who have agreed that that's how everything works. But here's just in a nutshell, so you have a better understanding what Dr. Cook has done here and how to use his tool, because we're going to get into the details of it, particularly this new application, emotional release, and the importance of it. This is such an important thing because we've discovered that intelligence, now our intelligence is comprised of two categories. There's our conscious thought and our subconscious thought. Well, subconscious thought is the big intelligence. It's like a million times stronger. It's really powerful. All know, who you really are. You're an unbelievable being. You don't know that. Most people don't know that. We are so intelligent and so smart. We know all things. And it's just that we're having a human experience where all that greatness that we have is limited, okay? But here's what happens. When there is programming that lives in the subconscious, our innate intelligence, it's always in communication with the quantum field. Now, the purpose of the quantum field is to obey intelligent instructions. So when you think, when you have a thought that is programmed in the subconscious, it sends a message to the quantum field. The quantum field laws have to obey those instructions. Those instructions are like a blueprint, and it creates that reality. Understand also that everything in our entire universe is energy. There is nothing that is physical, including the realm that we live in. I'll explain that in a minute. But everything is made up of light and sound. That's all there is, light and sound, okay? And it contains information. And so when a thought comes from intelligence, the subconscious, to the field, the quantum field, the field creates out of light and sound a field. The field then is turned into like a hologram. And by the way, all the science shows that everything in our reality, including us, are holograms. So it's basically energy, okay? Smoke and mirrors kind of thing, okay? So this field is created. Your human DNA interprets it as a physical construct. It takes the energy patterns in sound and sound waves, and it actually creates a physical construct. As it comes closer to you, it becomes physical in appearance. There's nothing that's physical, but it's as physical as can appear. And so that creates your reality. So you have to understand that if we can, by the way, we're not taught this in school because the elite of the world don't want us to know we have that power, okay? I've uncovered this years ago, but I've discovered what Dr. Cook's put together is a tool that helps us to achieve this power more effectively, more efficiently, to where we can do some great things and change our lives. So the name of the company is called Limbic Arc. There's a reason for that name, Limbic Arc. The limbic system happens to be the gatekeeper between our conscious thought and our subconscious activity. It keeps those two separate for a reason, okay? Let's put it this way. If conscious thought, as an individual, you have the things that we think about and do every day is all in our conscious awareness. We're thinking things like that. Typically, those thought processes don't enter into the subconscious, and a good thing, because if you're thinking and doing bad things, you actually draw that to you. If it was actually imprinted in the subconscious sends that message to the quantum field, and guess what? You have a reality coming your way that's not good, okay? And by the way, that happens to all of us under the right circumstances. Limbic arc is a means by which we can more effectively have a relationship with our subconscious, our innate intelligence, who we really are, and help us to send the right messages to the field to create the reality that we want. Now, the science shows that all illness and disease is connected to this emotional imprinting, negative emotions. It means that your personal field is out of balance. And over time, having a personal field, that's out of balance always will manifest in dis-ease, okay, dis-ease. And so we know how to reverse this. Now, what I wanted to share with you is early experiences in hypnotherapy when I was engaged in that years ago. I discovered that, and all the studies associated with it that I've come across, is that you could take a person who has but not a good life. Okay, they're poor, they're very lacking, they have bad relationships, their health is poor, everything's going in the wrong direction. And so, in experiments, when you go into someone's subconscious like that, and you start to find out what's there, because everything is recorded. By the way, everything is recorded from this life, and well, here's the mystery. There's five other ways of imprinting information into your subconscious that you probably weren't aware of. Some of that comes from, we inherit that through DNA, through our from our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, many generations deep. We can actually have that passed down to us that provides us and makes us our characteristics the same as our forefathers. And we live out a lot of those same life experiences that they had because there was imprinting of negative emotions that were never cleared. Another way is when you are a young gal or guy, between 1 and 6, your thought processes are not well developed, the waves, and you actually will imprint easily negative things. Well, when it's imprinted, it means it goes to the subconscious. The subconscious then sets up a program that sends it to quantum field, and it creates your reality, the kind of reality that's really not in your best interest. So I like what Dr. Bruce Lipton says. He says, if you don't like the way your life is going, it's because most likely you have programming that's living in your subconscious. It's a program that's sending the wrong instructions, creating that reality for you, because that's exactly what happens. We have other things that we can talk about also. There's interdimensional parasites. I'm not going to delve in it because that's a reality as well, where we can get some baggage. We have past life regression or past life experiences that has not been cleared. You pull over with you, and you can take some of that baggage and experience it in this life. There's just a number of ways this can happen. So most people don't know what they have. It's just that their life isn't going great, okay? No. So when I first came across this, this was based on studies in Malaysia where they took people who are very sick, dying here in this country, and basically Western medicine wrote them off, and they went there, and these alternative docs agreed to treat them, and they were able to make them whole. Well, they made them whole using botanicals that have been historically used in nature to help solve various illness and diseases, and able to make them whole. But when they returned back home, they continued to do what they were doing, and many times their disease would return. And well, to make a long story short, they discovered that it was the emotions that were imprinted in them that was creating a reality that that was out of balance, that always manifested in illness and disease. When they remove the blockage, the emotional blockage, okay, then they truly got to the root cause of the problem, and then they were balanced and made well again. Okay, so having said that, and giving you a little bit of background there, understanding that everything in our reality is energy, is nothing that's physical. I know it appears to be physical, but when you break it down to its lowest common denominator, what it's made up of, there's nothing physical there at all. At best, there's protons, neutrons, electrons, subatomic particles below that, all energy containing information. And again, originally, everything in the universe is sound and light, okay, photons. So having said that, now, Dr. Cook has created something pretty cool, okay? Now, I want to give you just a brief overview of everything so I can tie in the last very important part of this, which is the SERP program. But what he's originally done is created, it's like having your own health food store. With all the botanicals and formulas and all the cool things in there, from probiotics to enzymes to vitamins, minerals, you know, essential oils, herbs, all that good stuff, okay, and various formulas. But in their energetic form, in their energy form, well, what's that really mean? Some people think, well, is that like smoke and mirrors? Well, it's better than that, okay? And I'll tell you why, because here's what we've also discovered through observation is people who have, I'll give you real examples. A person who has scurvy, okay? Now, it's just scurvy is a disease, okay? It's a deficiency of vitamin C, like what Dr. Linus Pauling said, any time you have a deficiency in a mineral, vitamin, nutrient over a period of time, it always manifests in a disease. And of course, that's what plays out here. So here's a person who has scurvy, has all the scurvy symptoms, but there's still, scurvy is deficiency of vitamin C. So you'd think that if you gave them food that's high in vitamin C nutrients and also gave them supplements, it seems like that'd go away, right? Well, for most people it would, but for some people it doesn't. And this manifests in all kinds of illness and diseases. And the reason why, in connecting dots here, the discovery that when we give the energy of vitamin C to the person suffering from scurvy or scurvy symptoms, even though they're eating all the vitamin C enriched foods and supplements, when we give them the energy component of it, the information component of it, the symptoms disappear very quickly. Now, how can that happen? Well, let me share with you the likely possibility. All the research shows that everything we as humans here in this world, in this country particularly, okay, are loaded with toxins. If you go to the doctor and you have the right kind of tests run, you'll discover you're loaded with toxins. Everybody is, okay? We could spend an hour going through the toxins that you have in your body. The average American has like 243 toxins in their body. Okay. Now, what we're discovering is that these toxins do things. They block the assimilation of micronutrients. They destroy the gut microbiome that actually makes a lot of vitamins and minerals, and it prevents assimilation of those nutrients. It also will block cellular receptors so that if you were eating good nutrients and phytochemicals, and finally when it got to the cell, it could not handshake and feed the micronutrients because the receptors that it passes through are blocked. So this, you could be having the best stuff in the world. You could be eating the best foods and taking the greatest supplements and still be lacking. But when you take the information version of those missing things, then guess what? You balance and the problems go away. This dis-ease, this kind of disappears. So those are the, now that's the early beginnings of Olympic Arc. Dr. Cook increased it and enhanced it so that now he ties in what is called your innate intelligence to help you make the decision so that when you go into that virtual health food store, your innate intelligence helps you select exactly what your body needs to bring it back into balance. Now, that took it to a whole new level of greatness, okay? And then the next stage of this evolution, he went ahead and said, okay, now let's identify the things that also can be harming your body that you don't know about. Western medicine doesn't, look for this kind of stuff, or at least 99% of the docs out there. And here's what it is. It's a category called imponderables. It's things like electromagnetics. Now, just so that you know, just a fast Cliff Notes version is electromagnetics are harmful to human biology. They kill cells, they make your cells sick, and they distress your immune system. So the more electromagnetic exposure you have, and by the way, we live in a modern era where it's not getting less all the time, it's getting greater because everything is electromagnetic now, and it's increasing rapidly. But these electromagnetic exposure to your biology is not good. It sets you up to have a very low immune response, and you need to know this. So Dr. Cook created a program, first of all, engaging your innate intelligence, and what it does, what your innate intelligence does, it identifies the specific type of exposure you have, and it also will identify how serious it is by a percentage. So now you get to know that, oh, geez, I just recorded a 95% hit in a 5G electromagnetics. And you think that, okay, where am I getting that? Well, it's probably from my phone. Maybe it's from my Wi-Fi. Maybe it's from a tower. Maybe it's from my cell phone. There's a number of ways that can happen. So you could look at that and say, well, maybe I can minimize my exposure by not using as much. That's more difficult. So he designed it so that it would remove that exposure from your reality. Now, that's really cool. I'm going to explain one other thing along with this and show you how it works. But the other thing that he identified and included in here happened to be what he calls mold and fungus threats. Now, there are scientists out there, because I've studied all this stuff, that show that 80% of people on this planet are affected negatively by mold and fungus, and it attributes in their category and what their research is that 80% of illness and disease can be traced to fungus and mold. And we don't even know that we have it. Western medicine doesn't treat it. We have all these funny symptoms, but when you look into it in detail, you find out it's a fungus and mold exposure. Dr. Cook created the technology so that we can identify that you have that exposure and how serious it is by percentage. If you get any of these things, electromagnetics, fungus and mold in the 80 to 100% range, those are concerning. That means you've got an exposure. You can look around and figure out how to solve that, but better yet, let's get rid of it in the first place. Dr. Cook designed this system with the intent to neutralize the effects of both electromagnetics and mold. And how does that happen? You know, we can just say, well, he designed it with that intent and it goes away. But let me explain to you the logistics of really what happens. When you understand how quantum physics really works in our realm, okay, when let's say that you get a 95% hit exposure of 5G electromagnetics, which is common, okay, and you want to turn that off. So you turn this thing on, and now the system's designed to block that. Now, how does it do that? Well, you know, it's really not blocking it. Let me explain to you what really happens using science of quantum physics. What happens is it creates a new field. Your intelligence, your innate intelligence, now says, okay, I'm sending a new information to the field where I don't want this 5G in my presence. So the field looks at that in the way it's programmed, how Dr. Cook did this. The field looks at this, okay, we're going to send and create a new reality for you where 5G is no longer part of that reality. And so it cannot harm you because it's programmed out of your reality. That's how this works. I mean, it sounds like Harry Potter stuff, but it's the way it works, okay, and it works really cool. Does the same thing with fungus and mold, so you don't have that exposure anymore. It just is not a part of your reality anymore. Now, let's get to the good stuff, okay? I wanted to give you an overview of how this all works, so as when we get to the good stuff, you're going to appreciate really what's going on here, and that is this, emotions. I believe emotions are the missing link to everything, okay? Emotions, negative emotions, okay, as I mentioned earlier, we know you can have that imprinted in your subconscious by at least a half a dozen different ways that it can come into your subconscious. Half of those you don't even know even exist, okay? So wouldn't it be nice, and if you also understand and know that emotions contribute 100% of the time to your quality of life, your health and wellness, the things you attract to you, abundance and prosperity, all of these things are affected by the balance of emotions, okay? Again, remember, everything in our reality, everything in our universe is energy, okay? And emotions are energy. It's just that they're highly dense energy that, and here's what I discovered, that emotions bridge the gap between the conscious and the subconscious, meaning that if a negative emotion goes from your conscious to your subconscious, and it's a meaningful event, which emotions are, and it gets imprinted, now you're on the road to, not a good road, let's put it this way, you've actually just imprinted your subconscious to give you a reality that's not good, and it always manifests in illness and disease. That's what the science is showing. So wouldn't you want to know what that stuff is? Wouldn't you want to know, you know, here I am at my age, and Jane and I are pretty close, same age. In our lifetime, wouldn't it be great to find out in our lifetime and the things we inherit even prior to that, what's there? And is it causing us any harm? Can we improve our life if we discover these unbalanced emotions and have the ability to remove them? I think everybody would say, yes, we'd love to do that. Okay, so Dr. Cook has been working on this program for some time. He just incorporated an Olympic arc. It's an additional $50 option that you can turn on and use. And by the way, it's well worth it. Now, let me tell you the bargain that you're getting because of this. This came from his other company called Zydo that has been around for 18, 19 years. A part of the package that they have, it's called Evox. Evox is a system, which is what I'm going to be telling you about. He sells to healthcare practitioners all around the world for $10,000 and a monthly service fee to maintain that. We are getting it into our program for $50. It's phenomenal and what it does. Now, I want to tell you its design and intent. And now that I've been using it now for a little bit over a week, I've made some refinements to it. I can't tell Dr. Cook about this yet because he's over in Europe having a party with our distributors over there, okay? And he's there. Everybody's excited about this because everybody understands through our webinars and such that this is our last frontier. This is the way that we can, and by the way, so that you know this, when I was a younger man, raised as a Christian, I've always wondered how, in scriptures, how when they talk about heaven coming to earth, how can that happen? Well, guys, and as I've connected the dots here, I've discovered how that's possible. And you're going to learn how this is possible because of how we can emote, change our reality with good emotions and create a reality that's wonderful for each one of us, but collectively we can create a reality that's wonderful. what we are experiencing right now in our reality, this whole boogeyman thing about COVID and all that stuff, that's fear-mongering, okay? It's fear-mongering. Fear is one of the emotions that the elite have discovered they can control people with, and it can take away your power. I can give a presentation on explaining that, but just accept my word right now on that. And so what Dr. Cook has learned to do now is say, okay, let's identify the negative emotions that have been imprinted in you. Now, he comes from a space where he's been trained as an Oriental medical doctor, okay? He's an OMD. And in their training, they teach you that emotions are imprinted in organs. And if you treat the organ, the emotion is released. I've had some really cool conversations with them, and I believe that's true, but it's more than that. Because the emotions are not living in the organs, only the side effects of the emotions, and I agree with Dr. Bruce Lipton, incorporated and programmed into your subconscious. We have to remove it there to solve the problems in the organs that make that go away. Emotions are the key that cause the conscious activity in subconscious to communicate. And if you don't do it in the right way, you can actually get negative results. Okay, now, here's where we're at. We are moving as humans where at some point in time, our emotional day-to-day thinking is going to materialize our reality on a faster pace, okay? If our emotions are not under control, if we are emoting negative emotions, And if that was the case right now, and we did not control this, every time you had a negative thought and that reality manifests, can you imagine how messed up this world would be if everybody could manifest their negative emotions? It would be a mess, okay? That's the reason why there's a separation between conscious and subconscious. The limbic system is that gatekeeper. It does that. But as we move closer, because limbic art teaches those two intelligence is to communicate in a way that's effective and efficient, but only has to be done with positive emotions. Negative emotions, well, we get in trouble there. So the first thing I want to do is find out, after being as old as I am, I want to know, what baggage do I have there? Is there a way to improve my quality of life in every way? And the answer is definitely yes. I was like a little boy at Christmas time when I got this new toy called CERT, Cook's Emotional Release Technology or Technique, because I know that I have negative emotions imprinted in me, and I know you do too. We all do. And it comes from, like it says, a whole bunch of places. And it affects our lives in a negative way. So let's identify it. So I turned on the program, okay? And I have to go into some of the detail what Dr. Cook created here. He has, if you can imagine, a clock in front of you. Now, a clock has 1 through 12 in it, and each one of those numbers represent a zone. Dr. Cook, over his time with his other company and with his scientists and engineers, they discovered that emotion, how they program things, discovered that major emotions were falling into 12 different zones, or I call buckets, okay? And so he created a wheel, a clock-like wheel. Each one of those numbers represent a zone. And after a period of number of months and years, discovered what emotions live in those buckets, okay? And so he put together this program, and he color-coded it. Now, here's the next thing, and this is really cool. We can't do this in hypnotherapy. He color-coded it so that it creates a flower in that clock type structure, and in this flower, it shows you different colors. Okay, and the colors are significant too. The colors indicate how strong the emotion is imprinted. For example, red is the strongest. So if you have a red showing up in your personal flower and that's overlaid in this clock structure, that means that's the strongest imprinting. Yellow happens to be the second strongest imprinting. Then it goes green, then blue, then white. white has really no significance. So it's really four major colors of how strong the imprinting is. The next thing is then Dr. Cook created a series of must be 100 different kinds of emotions that we're all familiar with. If you sat down and made a list of all the types of emotions, good and bad, he identified all these. Now, each one of these 12 zones have a name in it, okay? One might be sadness. One might be grief or greed, or one might be, unworthiness, And so all these select emotions from the field of this big bucket of all these different emotions that it goes in and looks at, because every one of these emotions can overlay into a number one of these 12 fields, so they overlay in each other. And at this point, he didn't identify for us to know which specific emotions, other than the 12 big buckets, emotions are attached to yours, other than the fact we're going to remove them. It doesn't matter what emotions you have that's there. I'd love to know that, but the big thing is removing it. Whatever negative emotions are, let's get rid of it. But he has identified at least the 12 big buckets, so you have a general way of understanding and knowing that this is kind of what's happening. Now, when I first turned mine on, I wasn't surprised. He allows you to, with your innate intelligence input, it allows you out of the 12 zones, it picks the three top zones that have the highest energy imprinted, okay? And these are normally out of balance, okay? And he does this through a voice print. So you talk into the microphone, it records the energy of your voice, not your voice, only the energy of her voice. He knows from his programs what a normal voice pattern would be that is balanced. Anything that falls outside that normal balance, then falls into this 12 zone area, and how much it's out of balance is based on how big the flower presence and the color gets into that zone, okay? And so those are the things that will appear. So we talk for 10 seconds. It records our energy. It comes out in, you get three selected zones, the number one, number two, number three, and it records the highest, okay? So the number one zone's the most problematic. And so in my case, I didn't have any red, which was great. It wasn't significant imprinting. It was enough that I got yellow. Yellow's the next stage down, so there's some of that going on. And so I ran this. Now, my experience was amazing. My first day doing this, the best way that I could describe it, after about 30 minutes into this, I had this euphoric feeling. All day I just felt wonderful, like the weight of the world has been just released, okay? And it was really a cool experience. The three zones that I got were things that were more problematic. I was hoping it wasn't in those zones, but there it was, okay? A lifetime of experiences and pre-life experiences and what we inherit, there's probably a lot of baggage there. So I felt great because I realized that for the first time in my life, I was removing some of this baggage. Now, Dr. Cook measures this based on moving, he calls it stuck energy. I call it imprinting, but he calls it stuck energy. And again, that energy, I'm telling you, is in your subconscious, like what Dr. Bruce Lipton says. And so we remove that energy, we start flowing, and all of a sudden your meridians open up, your chakras open up, we see that flowing, so that when the next time you do a voice scan to find out what's going on, if it's still stuck, you'll see those same three zones still show up, or maybe one of the three, or two of the three, or maybe the color goes from red to blue, or, you see those kind of, there's some measurement tools here. We can see the improvement. In my case, then the very next day, I turned this on, and the three zones that I had were not there anymore. It's like it was gone. And I got three other zones that were lesser to me as far as importance. But here's what I discovered. And guys, this is our first week doing this. And I had to evaluate this to see how effective it was. My first day was wonderful. My second day, just so-so. After the third, fourth, fifth day, I started feeling stress. Okay? I started feeling stress, and it was concerning to me. By the time I got into the fifth, sixth day, it was a lot of stress. So I'm trying to figure this out. What's going on here? Am I, and by the way, each one of those days I did, I found out the first zone, I had another one of those zones reappear again. Okay? And so I'm trying to figure this out and make sense of it. And by the time I got to the end of the week, I figured out, for me, maybe I'm unique. I don't think so. But for me, let me explain what happened and how I solved this problem and how I'm moving forward. And I'd recommend others to do this because in my opinion, I received what is equivalent to, I call it an emotional Herxheimer event, okay? I believe if I stayed on that first zone, I mean, excuse me, the first three zones, when I did that first info boost, where what he does, he identifies the botanicals that live out in the world, okay, that historically have been used to resolve and remove those emotions. And most of these, 90%+ of them are essential oils. Essential oils are very high in their abilities to do this. Even though they're antimicrobial and have all other physical benefits, they also have emotional release benefits as well. And so this has all been recorded over many, many years, and they know exactly what to do there. So when you select a zone because your voice pattern's out of balance, there is a means where you go in and select that. Now, I went down to 75%. I discovered when I went to 75%, anything that and above, it balanced. There's a way to balance it because you have little green bars in there, and they move to the right. As they move to the right, you've identified all the information associated in these botanicals that help balance that. And so my intent was to always make sure the three zone bars, green bars, always got to the right. And when it got to the right, then I know I captured the very information from historical botanicals that can accomplish that. You can accomplish it maybe in 80% or 90%. It took 75% for me to accomplish that, okay? So I had a great experience the first day. After that, it went downhill for me. So I discovered that I remember Dr. Cook telling me probably a year ago, maybe a little bit longer, he had one of his practitioners had an event where she wasn't feeling great, and then he discovered she was running a new info boost every day, 24 hours. And Dr. Cook says, no, you can't do that. That's too much information for your body to handle. It takes a week at least for your body to work through that information and energy to make a biological adjustment before you can add more information. I believe that's what was happening to me. And so I went back at the end of the week, and I went back and I reselected, because you can do that with history. I selected the very first one. It made all the difference in the world. What I'm doing then from here on out, I'm going to take the first one, because I think it's the most important one, and I'm going to live with that for a week. Okay? Now, he didn't set this up to do it a week at a time. You have to reactivate it. It's inconvenient right now, but we're perfecting this. As we realize that's really what's going on, then we'll open it up to where you can select it for whatever period of time. You can accomplish that right now, but that when it terminates, then you just hit the react button and it does it again. I'm doing this right now on my second day. It's made all the difference in the world for me. Whether I'm unique or not, I don't know. I think everybody else is going to have similar experiences. But the neat thing about this, at the end of the day, for the first time, we're able to clear this junk, this emotional baggage that's been with us a whole lifetime and maybe before, that for the first time, maybe now, we're going to be able to not be a prisoner, if you will. We can actually remove this and replace it. Replace it with good emotions, emotions that can now move us in a direction and create a reality. You know, if you have joy and happiness in your life, okay, there's no room for disease. And the field's going to have to create a reality where that emotion, joy, and happiness is expressed and experienced. You can't do that in a bad situation or with disease. or abundance and prosperity. Abundance of guys, I've seen when we're doing hypnotherapy, where we've done that, we've taken away that dark stuff that's living within them. They get programmed. We remove it and we replace it with things like abundance of prosperity and perfect health and good relationships and all those kind of things. And within a year's period of time, it has changed their life. And I never thought, how is that possible? We see it play out over and over again, but it happens every time. And then I discovered when I start studying quantum physics, the mechanics and logistics behind how that happens by creating new fields and intelligence's input to the field to create these realities. That's how our life works. So as soon as we get to learn this, and this is ever taught in school, it can change our reality because now it teaches us how we emote, what we can do. The Olympic arc is a tool. It helps us achieve this and build up those limbic muscles, if you will, so that we can have emotions from the conscious level actually imprint subconscious without them being separate, but only with positive emotions. That's where Dr. Cook is moving with this. I can see where there's a few other tweaks now. We've only had this a week or so. Some tweaks we need to make to improve this, but I'm very encouraged that we have a tool here that's going to allow us to really make a major difference in our reality. I mean, this is the first time realizing that emotions are the key to everything. Emotions are the catalyst. One other last thing, and I'm going to quit here, turn time back over to you guys. You know, when I studied spontaneous remission, is that an emotional response. Someone's ready to die, and they believe in something so strongly, and the next day they wake up and they're healed. That's really what's going on here. It's an emotional change. It's imprinted, goes from the conscious, subconscious, to the field. The field creates a new reality, and the reality is that that disease doesn't belong in that person's intelligent response, and that's how this works. So the tools that we're working with here are amazing tools. I'm encouraged that we have something that's going to take us into the future and truly not only change our lives, but the lives of a collective humanity as we get enough of us tuned in here and using this great tool. And with that, I'm going to turn time back over to Jane.
That was truly amazing, Ron. I mean, I think you should be teaching college and especially getting them involved in this, get back to the university. This is so important. I mean, I think it's just like speaks so well, and it's a wonderful avenue for people to be able to partake of this. We're just about out of time. We have another couple of people that need to come on the call. But what I was wondering, if we could with you, I'd like to take this to another call. And we do have Zoom. I was wondering if you could be a presenter on Zoom for us. And I would love to be able to continue to explore and for people to really understand, you know, because this is, for some people, this is really new. When we're talking about the connection between the conscious and the subconscious, hypnotherapy, a lot of everything that's devices that are already, that are advanced, whether it's frequency devices or what have you, it's all about working with the quantum field, working with not on this plane of hologram, but getting beyond that to be able to heal one's body. You know, it's more than just the body, and it's, of course, it's spiritual and emotional, et cetera.
Yep.
So anyways, with that being said, I think we need to continue. We want to learn more a little bit about this. For those of us, however, that want to be able to get in right now and we'll go ahead and do it, we won't work with the three, we'll just work with one. I would love to be able to get that. I'm going to get myself and Billy started on this today. So,
yeah,
just
said if you're having a future experience with me, just go ahead and set it up. And if Zoom,
oh,
I do Zoom meetings all the time, so we can set that up.
Oh,
and just let me know in advance, and then we'll be there.
Talk. Yeah, okay. I definitely, you know, so everybody just re-listen to this call. If you want to get interested, if you're interested in going ahead and getting started, I will tell you what our website is and going in there. And if you have any questions, you know, just give me a call. But I think we need to probably talk with Ron some more. So amazing. And it's been a really great call with you. I mean, you put out so much information there. I know that everybody's going to go ahead and re-listen to it and look forward again to our next call with you and talk more about the technology and how we can get involved in terms of navigating it on the website. So,
absolutely. I appreciate you inviting me. Let's do this again.
Oh, absolutely. Real soon, guys. I'm going to see if I can talk to this one and see if it can come in early part of next week. So that would really, really be great. I just want it's fresh in people's mind. I want to be able to go forward with this. So thank you so much, Juan. Amazing call with you. Thank you once again, and we'll talk with you soon.
Yeah. But see you guys.
Okay. All righty.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. That was a wealth of information. So please go ahead and re-listen to this call again. And I will definitely reach out to Ron, find out when he's going to be available for doing a call. It will be on Zoom. So that hopefully I'm going to ask him if he can just kind of do that with a diagram, with a board so everybody can see it. In the meantime, since he's not here with us now, if you really want to be able to just kind of do the work already and get started, you could go to our website, which is on our newsletter, and it's Quantum, J like Jane, B like boy or like Billy. So it's quantumjb.com/ limbicarc.com, and you should be able to get in to our website. I will mention this again near the end of our call, but in the meantime, I know that we have a couple of wonderful guests that would love to come in and again talk with all of us, and this is with Mark and Michael. Okay, so let's go ahead and bring them in, and then after that, words from Zora. Okay, here we go. So let me go ahead and, our website, one of these days they will also evolve. So it's so I can get everybody's phone numbers, et cetera, ahead of time instead of having to do this individually all of the time. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and bring Mark in first. Okay. Let's get this out of the way. All right. Go ahead and I'm going to have to, there was somebody else that needed to come in to talk, but I'll see if I can get in sooner to be able to do that. All right. So let's go ahead and bring Michael. I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and bring Mark in first. All right. I wonder if this is the right number for him. We shall see.
Ron talked a good long time.
Well, he did. Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
We can't. Is this the right number, or do you want me to call you at a different number?
No, as long as you can hear me okay. Can you hear me fine?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you perfectly.
Okay. Then leave it this way.
Okay. All right. Okay, let me go ahead and bring our other brother. Okay. Here we go. I think we see both of you as our brothers. So, No, everybody on Hollow Earth, family here.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You can't leave anybody out. All right. Okay.
Well,
let's call
one anyways. We can say it doesn't matter what we say.
Right. Okay. Let's go ahead and bring Michael in now. Okay. Here we go.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much. See, here I go already. Michael and Mark, thank you again for being here on our call. It's always very, you know, uplifting and energizing when you both come on our call. And so I'm just going to go ahead. We've got Mark already here. Mark, you take it away, and then Andrew will definitely take, I mean, Andrew, Michael will take it away also. So I'll leave it up to the two of you, and go ahead. Thank you. All right,
okay,
Mark.
Okay, thank you, Jane. Thank you so much, Jane and Maria. We love you guys. You are awesome. Everybody on the call, I feel like I've known you because I've been on so many times in the past, and Michael and I connected about 3 years ago, and I was reflecting today that Michael said, mark my word, that there's going to be a whole huge shift into the digital world. I mean, a total shift, like a whole new system. And I said, I believed him, but he told me that when I first met him. I thought, maybe he's a little, you know, I'll just go along with it. And boy, was he right. Man, was he right. I can't even believe the shift that's happened. It was just one sign after another. And so Michael and I have been working together, and we became brothers, and we built some huge teams all over the world and helped so many people. It wasn't about the money for us. It was always about helping others because the money would always follow. And then when this came along, the universe, we know how the universe works. You know, I was putting out the right intentions, and this landed on my lap, and I took it to Michael right away because I knew if anybody knew if this was any good, it would be him. And I figured he'd say, you know, it's okay. You know, it's just another one of many. It might be good. He said, I've been looking for this for 11 years, and I almost fell off my chair. I couldn't believe it, and when he explained why, I understood, and I'll let him explain all that. But we have something amazing here. We have the most amazing team. Michael and the rest of us were breaking records throughout the whole world because of the universe allowing it to happen and the hard work that we're doing and doing it with the right intention. So I'm going to turn it over to my brother, Michael. You take it over. Take it over, Michael. It's all yours, brother.
Awesome. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Thank you so much.
Can you hear me loud and clear?
Both of you loud and yes.
Awesome,
loud and clear.
Awesome. So you.
Okay.
Yes, I just want to give it back to. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, if I can, I don't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to mention a couple of questions, perhaps maybe that I know that you will address. So just recently, we had some information coming out saying that, you know, to stay away from the crypto world, that. It's going to go bye-bye really soon, and people are also saying that it's a negative energy, et cetera. So Zaria was really good enough at the beginning of our call to kind of straighten people out. And the other part of it also is in regards to how long can we have this IMC? Does that mean we have to sell, quote-unquote, sell, you know, after so many months, or when can we do that? And et cetera, et cetera. Is this going to be like Bitcoin? Are we going to be doing this for years? Or when can I take some of this money out? You know, some of the pragmatics of it, I think, is and the reassurance again that this is indeed a concrete and that it's something that we can actually feel comfortable knowing that is going to be growing. And we understand that life is not about guarantees. You know, like you don't even know that, you know, you'll be here tomorrow or I won't be here today or tomorrow, whatever. I'm still here today. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and maybe you could, I know you can better explain what I'm trying to say to people. So now I will go ahead and give it to you. The platform
awesome,
is yours,
awesome.
Michael. You are so awesome. Both you and
thank you
Mark.
So
amazing,
much. Thank
amazing.
You so much.
Thank
and
you.
Yeah, definitely have the answers to those questions. And I know that's something that I get a lot, you know, will this maintain? Will this last? You know, I've been getting these questions since 2009, actually, you know, when I first entered, you know, and people asked me the same questions, you know, they were like, well, Michael, what do you see? And what I would like to do is go back, you know, to about 1994 for everyone. And I like to always utilized this as a sign for all of us. In 1994 was the first time that the internet was exposed on the news. Now, the internet had already been out way before the news broadcasted, but they had a segment up there and they said, well, you know, we have this new thing and will it last? And to most people's knowledge, you know, if you go back to that time and you look at news, there was a lot of things out there. You have people saying it will not last. Nobody's going to do things online, right? And then you have the other side where people said it's going to be the new thing of the world. Now, one side, you have the pessimists, individuals that always are looking for scarcity, always looking that things are not going to change, right? And then you have the people who are visionaries, and these are the people that literally can see 10, 20, 30 years in advance on where things are going. Now, the second group of people are the people that you want to be very highly connected to, because we're already in 2021, about to hit 2022, and the internet's still here, right? It's only growing. So the whole thing is this. I want y'all to think about technology, and I want you to take a moment to really meditate and ponder on where you think things are going to go with what you've already seen. Think about the internet. Think about our phones and what has happened over this, the last 2 years, 1 year, and tell me what you think about the phones and where they're going today. And then I want you to think this. Can the world that we're living in, even right now, maintain the same type of financial situation that we're in the next 5 to 10 years? And then the answer is going to be pretty clear to you that that's absolutely not the case. There's no way that things can maintain to be the same. And the reason why digital currency is going to continue to grow by leaps and bounds is because it's our future, ladies and gentlemen. It's our future. And I'm going to give you some statistics. I'm going to give you some things. I'm going to help you out here because the last thing I want is for people to be in the dark. You know, anytime I talk to people, my focus is to bring people to the light so that they can open their eyes because their eyes have been closed for so long and they need to be revamped. They need to have something change in yourself so that you can stop thinking that the world is going to stay the same. It's not. It's moving so fast right now that there's things that I know that I don't even talk about on this call that people would be like, is that really there already? It is. Technology is moving so fast right now that you have to make sure you're about 5 to 10 years ahead of everybody. And everything that me and Mark really are going to be bringing to folks are things that people will talk about in the next 5 to 10 years, but we've been talking about it long time before. You know, give you an example, the blockchain and Bitcoin. You know, I knew about it for 5 or 6 years before it even touched a little bit of the U.S., right? More people knew it outside of the U.S. than in the U.S. So it's imperative for you to understand that you never want to be in a situation where you're getting the wrong information from the wrong people. You have to get the information from the right people. And so if you notice from every call that I've been on, I've been giving clues every single call, kind of tracing out. You know, when we were in school and younger, we would trace out the alphabet so we could figure out how to write properly. And what I've been doing on this call for people that are not in the digital space is giving you a trace of where things are going and really telling you ahead of time, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening, and this is happening, giving you the confidence of the credibility of what's really happening with us. We started with the Daisy token, and I actually broke it down. I said, it's going to go from 10 cents. We're going to hit $5. It hit $5, and it went to $20. All of that was a trace. It was a map so that you could start having confidence in what we're actually saying to you. Same thing with the IMC token. We said the same thing with this. Hey, listen, we're starting right now. It's going to be going public. We're going to see a double. We're going to see it go up in price. Well, today, guess what? That announcement is here. And we have already, if you got in when I got in, you know, when I first got on this call, when it's at 26 cents, you have just experienced the double in income. If you would have got in when I first said, you would be free right now and tokens would be actually being released each month already. So you would have already been 6 months ahead of the game because right now my tokens are already being released at 10%. So what I'm trying to let you know is the individuals that get on first and move fast, you're already positioning yourself to be way ahead of everybody else. and you could already be experiencing, you know, having your tokens be unlocked at this point, because that's where I'm at. I am right now this month. My tokens started to unlock. So I'm trying to get everybody to understand that people who take action will always see results faster than others, and that's what it's always going to be about. Because I got in Bitcoin at 1 cent, just with my $100, it's over $600 million today. Why? Because I took action early and fast. I didn't allow things around me, people saying things, to deter me from what the problem and the solution was. Yes, I get it. There's a lot of conversations, a lot of people talking out there. But I want you to think about this. Does that really matter what people are saying if you see something that's a major problem being solved? And when Bitcoin came out, there was a major problem being solved and people missed it. Well, what was it? Let's talk about that one more time. The reason why is because people needed to be self-banked. Most of the world was unbanked and people needed to be self-banked. And then we had the unbankable, meaning that they would try to get a bank account here in the U.S., but they couldn't because of their credit. So you have to understand that's a major problem, and people cannot accept that. People have to be able to move money around to their family and friends. It cannot be that way. It's got to be an alternative, and Bitcoin became the alternative in the beginning. The other issue was everybody has experienced identity theft. How long do we need to go before we get a clue that we have to change things? Because right now it's happening over and over again. Not too long ago, someone tried to deal with my credit again, and I had to get it resolved. Why is that happening? Because as long as I stay in the space that we're in right now, people can, you know, use my identity to do things. That's why things have to change. The other thing is the cost. You know, if you think about the cost of moving money around, that became a major solution. So you got to get this in your mind. It's not about what people are saying. It's about what the human race needs and wants at that moment. When you lock into that, nobody can deter you. Nobody can move you left and right. I had multiple people say I was crazy, that I didn't know what I was doing. Trust me, I still have those people today saying the same thing. And all I do is smile at them and say, I'll meet you in the next 2 to 3 years when this goes successful too. And some people are like, why are you so confident? Why do you feel like this is a guarantee? It's not that I feel it's a guarantee. I feel that the guarantee is people need something to change something. And when they get a hold of it, they're going to go towards it. Give you a prime example of what I mean. If you're in a state or a city and they run out of water and you're the only person that has water in that state, do you think you're going to be able to sell water to people? The answer to that is yes. They're going to have to get water to survive. So that person will be, you know, people will be going to that person by leaps and bounds because they need water. So the same thing when you're looking for an investment. You have to find something that's solving a problem that people have to have. It's not that we want to have it. They have to have it. And that's why I'm so secure on the decisions I make, because it's not just something that's cute or something that's, oh, we can do this. It's something that I look at and I said, my goodness gracious, if people don't have this, how are they going to survive? How are they going to make it from day to day? How are they going to be secure in their investment, especially when we're seeing the dollar go down in value? So we're looking for longevity. Yes, I know a lot of people say, well, you know, Michael, you know, I need something fast. And I'm going to tell you, everybody that says I need something fast, they do things fast and they end up losing money, right? What we have right now is kind of like a 401k. It's for longevity. Can you use the money after 6 months and 10% per month? Yes. But this is not what this is for. This is for something so that a person can put their money into something and have the mindset and security that it's going to be there in the next 10 to 20 years and that they'll be able to retire and have the money they're really looking for. We're talking about a solution. We're not talking about a little Band-Aid. You know, anytime I talk to people, I'm not giving you a Band-Aid. I'm giving you a solution to the problem for good. So the next time we talk, you're looking at me saying, I'll never have to worry about money ever again. That's the last thing that's on my mind. I have other things that I have issues with, but that's not one of them. And I've been able to help people since 2009 to get to a point that they can make that statement. And that's what this is really all about. You know, at the end of the day, I'm not a money, but I just understand the purpose of it and how it can help people and how it can serve cure people and how other people can help other people, because you're in a position to help someone instead of actually being in a position where you need help. The more of us right now that get in a strong position, the more that we can help the world, and that's always been the objective. As you know, when I first started to call, I said, listen, my objective is to help 10 million people right now, and I'm just talking about here in the U.S., but I want to touch the world, as we know. But there's 10 million people that were affected by COVID and affected by not having a job. And I said, we have something right now that can cure that problem, and people don't even have to worry about working. It's all about passive income. You know, my whole expression to people, those 10 million people, is, you know, if you could find something where your passive income could exceed your debts, would that change where you are today? Would that make a difference in your life? And for that 10 million people that are out there, they would say yes, because I'm in a situation where I can't even work right now because of what's going on. That's a major solution to a major problem. And that's where we are today. So for those people that are saying, well, you know, I want to be able to do this, I want to be able to take funds. Look, this is for longevity, right? Yes, you can take some funds out, but we're looking for an answer, not just something that I consider to be the lottery or the gamble thing where you get money fast. If you're looking for that, don't look for these particular things. You're looking for something that's going to continue to get you in a lot of trouble, and that's not what I get people involved with. I get people involved with things that answers a long problem, a long-term problem, and that's finances. And we see that all across the board, that people are having some major problems. So I want to kind of go over some things that I talked about the last couple weeks. And we've been stating this week after week after week. Hey, we're going to be doing this. We're going to be doing this. We're going to be doing this. And a sign of real things is when someone says they're going to do something and it happens. I think that's a good sign that people are real. It's a sign that people are legit. You know, not going online on Google where you listen to an extortioner or you listen to a blackmailer because he says that the people in our company are not real and he lives in some country that nobody can find him. You know, stuff like that. I've heard things in this, and it's sad because there's a lot of things out there that are taking people from being able to be free. And I'm just alerting everybody right now. We know about these people that are online saying things about our company, and we know they're not real. So if you want to get information, I always tell people this. If you want a reality, if you want facts, stick with things when a person says something to you, they do it, right? Don't stick with things where you don't research the person that is saying something negative about you, and then you just take what they say. That would never work in a court of law. It would never work that if you went into court that you listen to one person and they're factual just because they're on Google. These are hypocrites. These are bad people, individuals that are going to take your dream. Just like if I would have listened to them in 2009, they would have taken my dream. If I would have listened to people and said, I'm not getting a digital currency, my legacy wouldn't be where it is today. We're completely free. My family is free. My future families, you know, ones that I haven't even got a chance to meet, that I will never meet maybe, are literally coming, and they're going to be free because of the decisions that I made years ago. So I want to make sure everybody's aware, because so many people, they're missing opportunities for no reason. So, again, it's all about facts. It's all about doing things where you know that someone made a statement and now it's a reality. So let's get to that. I made an announcement last week about the different things that we were going to be doing. And as usual, we're coming to you letting you know that we've been able to satisfy that. So for one, you know, if you don't know, our exchange is the im-exchange.com. As I've said on multiple calls, do not go on that exchange and buy things from it, because you know us, right? It's very imperative for you to understand that we're the source to get the discounted tokens. You can't go to these exchanges and get the discounted amounts that we're talking about. You're not going to see 39 cents on any of these exchanges, but I'm announcing them so that you understand that what we've said has become a reality. So the IM-Exchange is the exchange that we started with back in November of last year, and the IMC token is the token that we are currently making sure people know about. We went public on November 1st, like we told everyone. We said, listen, we're going public November 1st. We did. So we went public November 1st on the emmitexchange.com. The Emmit Exchange is a Wyoming United States-based exchange. It's a smaller exchange, but we went on that exchange, and instantly we had an uptick to over 50 cents, and that's how things got started. We also said that we were going to be on CoinMarketCap. Maybe two to three days ago, we were on CoinMarketCap. So for all the naysayers that are out there, so many people saying that this was not going to be a reality, I'm sorry to inform you, but we are a reality. We are on CoinMarketCap right now. Not only did we hit CoinMarketCap, but we ended up winning, being the most successful, check this out, the most successful token that came out, and we won the extra 400K that they're now going to freely invest in our company. So check that out. If we weren't serious, not only did we come out on CoinMarketCap, we also won being the top one to come out through votes, people voting, saying that this is the top token out right now. And we won that, and we were able to celebrate that yesterday. So I want you to understand, we're not just a token coming on an exchange. We're actually the number one thing that people are talking about right now. That's very significant. So I want you to understand how big that is. But we were able to accomplish that. So we are now, as we said, on CoinMarketCap. We also are on LBank. Now, that was a big, big situation. They're a medium-sized exchange. And when we ended up on LBank, we got all the way up to around 60 cents. So it was about 58 cents was the high, but we got up to about 60 cents. Now, this is very important because we haven't hit the larger exchanges, and we've already doubled since I've come in. So imagine coming in at 26 cents, and now we're already at 60 cents in that short period of time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look at investments out there, just imagine being an investment in just about 5 or 6 months. That doubles for you, right? I want you to understand how big this is because we're just getting started. November, we haven't even done the things that are going to make us have the biggest move. We're just getting started, okay? We're just getting moving. We're also going to be on Bitmart. Bitmart is going to be November 22nd. We're going to be on that as well. We're also on CoinGecko. You know, if you know a little bit about digital currency, you know about CoinGecko. And so far, those are the exchanges that we have touched already. This is just the beginning of one of the most aggressive moves I have seen since I've been in digital currency ever. I have never seen a company go over after 25 million individuals in just a one-month period. I was talking to the CEO yesterday, and we were having a conversation, and he informed me, he said, Michael, people haven't seen anything yet. We are just getting started. If people think that we're doing a lot in November, if they haven't seen anything yet, we are very aggressive, and we're going to make sure the world knows who we are. What does that translate to? Well, of course, Billy, myself, Zoria, you know, we talked and we said, well, where do we think that this token is going to get to? Well, obviously, it's going to go right past what we said at the 100 to 500 because the marketing is so aggressive right now that it's giving everybody the opportunity to understand that this is a reality. This will be one of the most successful tokens. And as I quoted before, I truly feel that this one will be bigger than Bitcoin. And I want you to just watch how this unfolds as the years go by. But why be in the position where, you know, you don't take advantage of this, especially since you're hearing about it before everyone else? AMC Theater are now starting to take digital currency. Walmart is now putting in kiosks that deals with digital currency. Ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a time where you're just going to take your phone out. You're not even going to need a credit card anymore. And all you're going to do is scan your phone, and the payment will be complete. And it's going to be because of our infrastructure, G-Point, that's going to allow this to happen for everybody. Once everybody knows who we are, that our token can stabilize a transaction, which is the biggest problem that's out there right now, that we can actually stabilize a transaction with our G-Point system, it's over. I'm going to tell you right now, the whole world is going to embrace this because you're now in a situation where before you do a transaction, you never knew how much money you were going to end up with or how much money you have day to day. But now that the IMC token can pass through that G-Point, and now you can purchase whatever you want, whether it's a house, whether it's a car, whether it's online, offline, anytime, anywhere, You're in a perfect situation to be able to position yourself to buy whatever you want. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's not a major solution to a major problem, I don't know what is. And that's what you have to look at. That's where the confidence comes, so that no matter what a person says to you, no matter what they say about where digital currency is going, you can look them in the eye and say, I'll see you in 5 years, and I'll see if you're saying the same thing. Because that's what I used to tell people. In 2009, I looked them in the eye, and I said to them, I'll see you in 5 years, and we'll see if you're saying the same thing in 5 years. And sure enough, I would call them back and say, where are we today? We had some people. I had some people call, you know, even in the community. You know, I love this community, but there's some people in the community. They were like, well, digital currency is going to be down. Is it down right now, or is it up right now? So I want you to understand it's not about what people are saying. It's about the facts. And the facts are this. If you're on this call, it's imperative for you right now to not waste any more time. Because we're at a point right now where once these other big exchanges, once these other influencers that I'm going to announce again get a hold of this, they already know, but they have a timing. Once they get a hold of this, it's over. We had an exchange give us a call, and they said, we're not waiting. We want you on right now. We do not want to wait any longer. We want your token on our exchange because we see the value. That's an exchange calling us saying that we need you now. We don't want to wait. That was L Bank. L Bank was supposed to be later this month. And now they said, listen, we want you right now. And look what happened. It went on the exchange. We hit almost 60 cents, and we're taking off. This is not something that's a little desire. This is a big problem, and we have a big solution. And I'm so excited for so many of you. There's a lady on the call. I'm not going to tell her anybody the name or anything, but she was very aggressive in what she wanted. You know, she came out and she says, Michael, I have this 401k. I have these funds. And I want to put it into this because I know from what I'm seeing that there's nothing out there that can give me the return that I'm seeing right now. She came in at $300,000, which means that she has over 1 million tokens in IMC right now, 1 million. And I'm so satisfied to know that by the end of next year, she would be one of the first billionaires inside of our company. And I'm so excited about that because it's somebody on this call that listens every week. And she came in. I know Jane knows who it is. I know Zaria and Billy knows who it is. But this is the type of thing I'm telling you. People are getting smart, and they're starting to understand that if you're trying to change your life, this digital space is the way to go. It's the way things are going right now. So what I want to do, I want to, again, announce things because anytime that I'm on the call, I just like to make sure people understand that what we say we're going to do, we're doing it, and if it's delayed, we tell you why it's a delay. But we talked about it last week, all right? And we said between October 36 to 31, we were going to have Little Zane. Right now, he is deeply involved with getting information out to his viewers. He has 1 million in TikTok, 2.6 in YouTube, 4.9 in Instagram. We have Kobe Persian, who is a major influencer, has 9.1 million in TikTok, 6.2 in YouTube, 1.1 million in Instagram. Right now, they are feverishly getting this out to their group. Now, you have to actually be a follower to be able to see what they're doing. But right now, they are feverishly making sure that the information gets out about the IMC token. We have Zach Fernandez. He's a promoter, promoter of IMC. He has over 50,000 followers. He is super active. We have Discord that is doing a big, big push, over 10K with that. And from November 1st to 7th, of course, we've gone through this period. We had influencers. That was accomplished where they were doing question and answers about us. We had Soulja Boy, 1.9 million. 3.6 million, 6.7 million when it comes to followers on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. We had Dan Folger, who is a major famous influencer, 62K, 267K with Twitter and Instagram. And, of course, as I just discussed, we said that we were going to be on CoinMarketCap, and as I'm announcing to you today, If you go on CoinMarketCap, you will see us there, and not just see us there, but as the number one token coming out of all tokens right now. Powerful. Very, very powerful. November 7th through 14th, we will continue to brand ourselves through the IMID exchange and the IMC token. That is actually happening as we speak at this moment. Analytics, making sure that we can run ads. These ads are already going out right now to people all over the world. And then aggressive marketing on Google Play Store and Google app stores and Bing search ads. These are all for SEO, different things that really allows people to get to know who we are. And then, of course, November 14th through 21 is where we are right now. We're going to be reaching out to Medium exchanges. As I already told you, we're already ahead of the game. L-Bank didn't want to wait, right? So that was a Medium exchange, but now we have others coming. For instance, Bitmark, that's going to be November 22nd. Probably would be a little bit earlier, but we're going to be having them. And then major collaborations, again, with even more influencers like Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa. We have large-scale ads that are going out. The budget is now getting started where they're putting out around $10,000 daily budget every day. And then, of course, going into the end of the month, November 21st to 30th, we have celebrity exposures. So we're going to be getting with followers and influencers all over the world. Because you got to remember, this is not just a United States thing. Even though we're based here, if you're on the call and you're in these other countries, you're going to hear about us. You're going to hear the effect. You're going to see your phone one day, and you're going to see these ads pop up that's going to have the IMC token on it. All of that's going to be happening for all of us. Worldwide influencers, and then, of course, exchanges, big exchanges. Right now, we know that Kraken is right in Wyoming. We know that that's going to be an exchange that we're going to be connecting with, and Gemini and Binance. These are all exchanges, but right now, I always tell people, it's not about the exchanges. It's about our marketing platform. It's about our roadmap. And our roadmap is one of the most intense, aggressive roadmaps I have seen in my career. And again, Mark and I, we've done what we needed to do to put it in front of everybody. But this is the thing I'll leave for each one of you, okay? The thing is this. Have you put in enough? Have you really put in your goal amount? If you haven't, please make sure you connect with us. And, yes, I know there's some of you that I'm still reaching out to because we did get a good push. And just know, be aggressive. You know, text again and say, hey, I'm wanting to get in. I sent a text maybe a week or two ago. I know there's a lot of people coming through. But did you get my information? I want to move forward, right? Of course, on Telegram and on WhatsApp, you know, I'm scanning through those day to day. My wife is helping me. Mark is helping. We have many, many people that are on board. We're really getting aggressive, making sure that we can get back to you so that you can get in. We do have a limited amount of tokens, and we will continue to be on the call until we run out. We're going to make sure you have the opportunity. We don't want to leave anybody behind. But if you do want to put in more, this is the time. Because as we continue to do our marketing to these very big influencers, you have to understand that the token will be running out. Each week, we're getting closer and closer to the end. The owner is actually going to be reporting sometime to me today to let me know how much we have left because I'm very interested in that number so that I can report back to y'all so that you know how many we have left before we run out as well. So he's working on that for me at this point. So just understand, take action. If you haven't taken action yet, it couldn't be a better time for you to take action. Always take action before the world knows. Get your discounted tokens, please. Don't go to our sites and try to sign up yourself. That's not how you do it. You have to be with an independent person in the company. You have to connect with one of us, and then we can assist you. We can help you to make sure you get started correctly. A lot of people are trying to do it themselves. They're signing up themselves. That's not the way to do it. You have to go through an independent person. Be patient so that you get in properly and you don't do it the wrong way, send your money the wrong way, and then, of course, call me after you've done it to try to fix it because I'm not going to be able to fix it. I can't fix something that you did, okay? I can't. So I just want to make sure everyone's aware of that. So definitely make sure that, you know, you take action this week, get back with us, and I'm going to give the information for you right now. So to connect with us, make sure you have this number. It's 954-330 954-330-3077. Again, 954-330-3077. And what you want to do is you want to text FREE. That identifies that you came from this call. And you want to have your first and last name. You want to have your email. And go ahead and choose your username because you're letting me know, Michael, I'm ready. I want to move forward. And then you can even go as far as some people have done, which made it really easy for us, and let us know what package you want. So we have the $100 package, $500, $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, and $25,000. So I'm going to list that again. We have the $100, the $500, the $1,000, the $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, and $25,000. Now, with those packages, let's just say you're like, well, Michael, I don't have $500, but I have $200. You can purchase two packages to be the $200. And, of course, we always say to people, get in where you fit in. You know, you don't have to put in hundreds of thousands of dollars, but if you have money that's sitting in a bank or if you have money that's sitting in a 401k and it's not getting you the income or the outcome you want, then look at another option, you know, look at another option so that you can be able to succeed. Also, if you're unable to call or, you know, you're unable to text, a lot of people have been getting with me through okmrandrews@gmail.com. And I'm going to spell that out for you, but it's okamrandrews. @gmail.com. So again, that's okmrandrews@gmail.com. You can send your email through that. You can do WhatsApp with the number and just get out to us because as we said, we're going to work through these numbers. We're going to work to get through each one. Do not get frustrated. Even if you've sent it in and you said, oh, no one got back with me, don't get discouraged with that. We had a lot of people coming in. This is the launching period. So it's going to be a little bit tougher to catch every person, but just be very aggressive. Keep texting each day. If you text one day and I didn't get with you, text again. It's not going to cause me to feel like I'm inundated or I have too much on my plate. We are definitely here to make sure you can get in because we know one thing, Mark and I know one thing, that it's going to change your lives. We're seeing a shift in every company, in every service, that everything is going to digital currency, just like the internet that we had talked about before. We're letting you know ahead of time. So you can't have it where you can say later down the road, I didn't know. We are making sure that you do know what's going on. So Rhea, Jane, we're doing all that we can. Why? Because we love you. You know, I don't have to know you to love you. I love all humans. And I want everyone to be happy. I want them to be prosperous. I have unconditional love that you cannot imagine. I work hard even though I don't have to. Why? Because my happiness comes from each and every one of you being happy and being able to say, a person took the time to talk to me, and now I'm going to give back. And the best gift to me and Mark is to give to others and say, listen, they did this for me, and now I'm going to do it for you because they changed my life in just an instant. And that's where we really look at. So congratulations to all of you. I have had so many awesome calls. I can't even tell you. There's some really beautiful people. I'm talking about people who have gifted individuals. You know, they know people and they just said, I'm going to pay for them. We have people in different countries doing this. And I'm just excited because people are taking this very serious. They're not taking this as a joke. They're not just kind of putting their foot in. They're jumping in. And what I love is they're using my blueprint and more because they're like, look, I can take 50,000 tokens. And once it hits $100, which we're thinking next year, I'm at $5 million. Hey, that changes my life and my family's life. I'm so excited for all of you. And this is just another token that we're going to be able to say, wow, look how many people got affected by this and how many people we changed. So I'm going to give it back to Jane. And if there's anything else, Jane, please let me know.
There's no way to really say thank you for everything that you have done, you know, for all of us. All that hard work, and again, for people to understand, he's not doing it to make money, not anymore. It's, you know, you can receive, but then the part of it is to be able to pass it forward and to give to others. And so Mark and Michael and Marissa have done this for all of us, and what a huge blessing that is for all of us. So yes, go ahead and take advantage of what this INC is all about and pass it forward as well. Help people and help people to understand what this is. So in order for people...
And I just got to break in. I just got to break in real quick because you didn't know.
Right.
I want to congratulate you and Zoraya. I want to congratulate you both because I don't know if you know yet, but you are four-star. And if people don't know on this call, that's over a million. Over a million in purchases.
Wow.
Of this token.
Wow.
So crazy. Congratulations
right.
to you both.
Yeah.
And
well,
that
you.
Just shows how many people you're helping. What a beautiful thing.
Well, I think it's also other people helping others as well to help them to understand what this is and for them to take advantage of it. And the other thing that people need to know also, hey, Michael, while I've got you on the phone, is if people know people, where can they find that video that they can share with others so that those people can call them back and get them going? Is there
so we have a video.
Telegram. Pardon?
Yeah, we have a video, that when people connect with me, I can make sure that you definitely have a video. It's super short. It's less than 4 minutes. And that's the video we tell people to send out to folks. And then, of course, it's really important to make sure they get on a three-way call with me or Mark so that we can help the people because, they're going to need certain answers to certain questions, and we're going to need to kind of dig into that personally, okay?
Okay. All right. Very good. So you heard that from Michael. And again, let me see if there are any questions real quick. Go ahead and press your one button on your phones, and I'll go ahead. Oh, here we go. I'm ready. Okay. So, all right. Now hang in there for a minute. Okay. So let me go ahead and open up this line that's 802 ending in 3941.
Good afternoon for me. Hey, Michael. This is Dennis. I got into my back office thing on the cell phone, and why is it when we press the button to basically close it and get out of it that it keeps staying up there and it keeps coming back to it?
Well, that's just because it depends on your phone and how your phone is set up. So that would be something that would have to be troubleshooted because each device is different. And if it keeps popping up, it's because your device is actually making that happen because of cookies. And I don't know if you understand what cookies are, but cookies are just things where your phone kind of saves things, and it just will keep popping up. So you would have to personally go into your device. I'm not a techie person, but you can definitely ask your provider, and they'll help you with dealing with cookies and different things that's causing it to keep popping up on there like that for you. Okay?
Okay. Hey, I know you've been busy, but you had said that you would get back to me on this and for the back office and everything. Is there any particular time?
Yeah, I won't be able to do. I won't be able to do any back office type of things probably for at least another week or two. Our focus at this time, Dennis, just so you know, is to make sure that everybody gets a chance to get in. Once everybody is in and I know that everyone's been able to benefit, there's actually videos on a website that I'm going to shoot over to you. Just send me a text. And there's websites that you'll be able to watch so you don't have to wait for me. And there's also support that you can connect with because we have over 50,000 people in this company now. And we have all of the tools for you to make sure that you're able to get information with or without me. Right now, most things are by email when it deals with the company, but eventually they're going to be doing where people will be able to call in. But we have to address getting into these exchanges and making sure we get people in because the focus is to make sure that the discounted tokens are sold out, and then from there we'll be able to really lock into technical aspect what's going on as well. Okay?
If one wants to add to the tokens that they already have, can they do that in the same account or do they have to start another account?
It depends on how much you're adding. So give you an example of what I mean by that. Let's say you have a $100 account You can use the same one if you upgrade it to 500 because that's the next package you can buy with that same account. But let's just say that you don't have the 400 and you just have $100. Well, you're going to have to open up another $100 account because we don't have a $200 package. We only have a $100 package or a $500 package. So it's all dependent on how much you're going to upgrade that would allow you to keep just that one account.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Are you on mute?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm still here. Yeah, that was me. Okay, let me go ahead and open up the line. Sorry about that. 8176, you're on the air with Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Yes, this is Henry. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, this is Henry. I've tried to get hold of you here several times, and I thought, well, I'll just remind you again while we're on the phone. I guess you do remember me, don't you? It's been a while.
Yeah, so Henry, if you kind of listen to the last caller, I am not able to do any calls unless they're for actually getting people started at this time. So any type of things outside of that, I won't be able to really entertain it. So, yeah, I did get your text, but right now, because of the amount of people coming through, if it's not something dealing directly with actually getting started or upgrades, I won't be able to just do a phone call right now. The thing, just so that everybody's clear, we're not really set up.
It's an upgrade call. That's what I want to talk to you about, if you'd call me.
Yeah, so what you can do, just so to make it easy, all you have to do is say, I want to do an upgrade. And then just ask me, like, how you want to make your payment. I think you did Zelle the last time. So all you have to do is just send the Zelle, and then just let me know if you're opening up a new package or if you're able to do an upgrade, and then I will be able to get back with you on that. But as of, like, talking, or I won't be able to do a lot of that until we're out of the launch, which is, like, December.
Right. Well, I understand. The only thing is it's going to involve if you – I don't even, you know – I was thinking about tapping into my other account to get the money to do the upgrade, and I need your assistance on it, you know.
Yeah, so what I can do is just text me that, and it can't be like a call, but just text me, hey, I want to do an upgrade, and then what I'll do is I'll make sure I connect with you to be able to do the upgrade from your other account, because that is going to take you actually taking your G points from one account and then sending it to your other account to do your upgrade, okay?
Right. Okay. Well, can I send you an email? Will that work?
No emails, just text.
Okay.
Emails, yeah. Just send me a text with that info so that I can address it, because emails right now, I do have money, so monitoring it, but it's much better with text because that's really how we're able to get things done faster, okay?
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead
okay,
and text
Henry,
you.
Okay, Henry. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, Henry. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and do one more. Otherwise, I think we'll call it a day here. Thank you so much, Michael, for your patience. 313
no
and 405. Oh, Zareya, you have something to say?
Yeah.
Of course.
Mike,
go ahead.
Definitely
Michael?
Give me a call after this call.
Sure.
For goodness sake.
I love it.
All right, Zareya. All right. We'll talk with you later. This is
all
our
right,
last
sounds
caller
good.
Here, guys. All right, so here we go. It's and I just want to know whether or not you have a question for Michael. All right, 313 ending in 4595. Hello?
Yes, this is Jimmy from Detroit. And, yes, I do have a question, Michael. Michael, I had a text with you the other day, and you know, you got me my username and password and everything, but I'm having trouble. I think maybe like a couple of the past callers setting up the back office and, you know, just having access to the account.
Yeah, so you don't have to set up your back office. Your back office is already preset. So if you were sent the credentials, you're going to end up getting where it says username. If you have your username and you have your actual password, all you have to do, and it should have been a video connected with that text that goes over this, but all you're going to want to do is just hit worldcryptolife.com. You will log in. The better search engines are going to be Chrome and Firefox. If you don't have Chrome and Firefox, at times it may not get in as easy. I had some people say they didn't have that. So you may need Chrome or Firefox. If you don't have those, definitely try to download those two because it's going to take away a lot of your headaches, okay? And then once you actually go to worldcryptolife.com, you're just going to go to the top right where it says log in because you are already set up. You don't have to set yourself up because we do that part for you. You'll hit log in, and you'll put your credentials in. Where it says ID, you put your username. Where it says password, you put your password. And then it's going to allow you to go into your back office, and you'll see where it says dashboard, and then you'll see your IMC tokens. There are these four colored boxes. And next to the G-Point box, you'll actually see your IMC tokens, and you're good to go. You're all set up.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I just haven't been able to do that yet. I appreciate
it. Yeah, and I'm glad you asked that question because other people on the call, they may need that and, you know, they may have received my website video. And definitely it's imperative. Please make sure you go to wclonthego.info. Go into that site and it's got videos there that actually goes over your back office. It's not good for people that are not in the business. It's not going to make any sense. But since you are in the business, you can go to wclonthego.info. They have multiple back office videos. They have multiple documents back there, websites back there, even tells you about the customer support back there. All of that's there for you so that, you know, with or without me, you can have success, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Very good.
Sounds good.
Okay,
you're welcome.
Okay. Very good. Good info. Right. All right. You want to try one? I think we're good. I think we're good here. So, again, I know that Billy – okay, Billy is all set. I think we are all set. Thank you again for that wealth of information for everyone. And Mark as well, thank you so much for all your support and bringing to our awareness who Michael Andrews is and all of this abundance and prosperity and goodness that's coming out of all of this. So thank you both. So very much, and we will have you again on another call, I'm sure, and we'll talk with you again. So thank you both.
You're always welcome. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for the platform.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye. All right, everybody. Okay, so we are back, everyone. Zaria is here, and I know that Zaria soon will be leaving, and Zora is going to be here with us. So, Zaria?
Yeah.
All right. A couple more words. Otherwise, we're ready for your father.
Okay.
I'm
just going to bring my father on because he's got something important to say. So I'm going to go bye-bye.
All right. Happy travel.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You know where you're going?
I have a hunch.
And
he said,
what
he says,
say?
Prepare for high altitude.
Ah. Oh, you're so lucky. Okay. Talk
to
you
later. I'm gonna be flying on Pan. I know. Anyway. Okay.
Okay.
So
bye.
I'll say bye-bye.
And they trade places in a blink of an eye.
Indeed, beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this wondrous and glorious and loving day?
Well, it's been a wondrous and glorious day so far, and thank you so much, Zora, for coming here and being with us. And I know you have a couple of messages, but before you get started, because I don't want to interrupt you, a couple of things. One, as I was wondering if you could give us your impressions and your point of view in regards to where we are and looking forward with the IMC and the crypto world in the foreseeable you know, maybe 5 or 10 years. So could you give us your perspective on that, the IMC, and where do you see the crypto world and where we are utilizing the digital currency in the foreseeable future of Terra Crista?
Well, the IMC is rapidly gaining momentum, which is what everyone wants it to do. And of course, as you know, it's always going up. It's not going down. And so everything is going according to plan. And of course, it's going to be a thing, a currency of the future. And it's going to definitely change things for sure, for the better.
Okay. So the crypto is you know, we used to hear that it was negative, but you know, we're getting
no
of
the
bad
crypto
anyway.
The cryptocurrency that has a bad rep is the one that's called the crypto currency Bitcoin, and this is not Bitcoin.
Oh, this is not the real Bitcoin.
No, it's not.
Okay, all
this
right.
This is a
so
good one.
It will. This is a good one. Okay, so we're all good in regards to working with crypto going forward, right?
Correct.
Okay, all right. And now the second question is, the top of our newsletter, it says from you, your blessing I forget the title. Your blessing is in fruition or something like that, right?
You wrote it down, didn't you not?
Of course I did, sir. this is a direct, I got to get out of here first, Zora. Just a second. All right, here we go.
You should bring my mother.
All right.
You should bring mother.
Well,
on.
No, Zora, no, we can't. We only have 10 minutes left. So, anyways, they understand the blessings are coming now. They are in fruition now. So, you want to speak
yes,
on that
they
a little
are.
Bit, and then I will. Okay.
They're in fruition now, and you need to act as if you have already received them. And do things accordingly. Go out and look at houses. Go out and look at cars, if that's what you wish to have. And claim them. Put your hands upon them and claim them. So no one else is going to purchase them out from underneath you. Do your due diligence and go out and claim what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then
go
from there.
Okay. Yeah, and what do you think about the new limbic arc, the emotional release technology?
Well,
that's
also going to be very beneficial for people because it's going to take them out of their stressful modes of understanding and bring them into balance and bring them into harmony, and that's what it's supposed to do.
And it does do.
Very positive.
Yes,
now,
thank you
may I start what I was going to say?
Of course. It's all yours now, Zora.
Indeed. As my beloved Zoraya and Quasar has mentioned before earlier today, is that I am looking for someone who would like to allow my essence to come into them and for them to channel me. And so I'm looking for someone who is bilingual. I'm looking for someone who has been channeling for a while and knows what the ins and outs are. And I'm looking for someone for immediate, immediate training.
Interview.
To do this.
How about interview?
Interview. Well, yeah, immediate interview. Yeah, that would work.
Interview.
Immediate interview.
Here.
Yes, we need to start there. Immediate interview.
If
you know people who are doing that are channeling, not the type of channeling that are sitting in a seat and writing things down. I do not want someone of that nature. I want someone who will allow my essence to come into them, and of course their essence will come into my body wherever I happen to be. So it's going to be a wondrous experience for them. They may be on a ship, they may be in hollow earth, they may be in a garden, no telling, on top of a pterodactyl.
Yeah.
Anyway, so whoever wishes to go and experience what I'm offering, then be sure and make contact with Quasar or Zareya, and we shall arrange a meeting.
Okay. Hey, Zara?
Yes.
The question to follow from most people probably is why are you doing this? Why are you leaving Zareya, so to speak,
I'm not actually leaving. I'm going to be observing as well, so to make sure everything goes proper. I am doing this because Zareya and Quasar need a break. They need time for themselves. They need time, which is called, to do their projects that they're going to be doing most diligently. So they need to have some time free from the calls. So I'm looking for someone to take over for a period of time allow them to do what they want and need to do. That is why I'm doing this. So I'm looking for someone who is open to the prospect of channeling me, and of course, they're going to reap the benefits of it as well. And there are quite a few.
Okay.
And there are quite a few.
All right. Very good. Okay. So we open up the lines?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go, everybody. First person is 732 ending in 3147.
Hi, this is JJ from New Jersey. And
hey,
my
JJ.
One question. Yeah, hi. Yes. My one question is, I'm waiting for some big funds to come in December, but may it be too late to get these IMC Toki all sold out in December?
It could.
Well, it would be advisable to at least get your spot already started. That way, you can always add to it. But at least you'll be in. You will have your spot.
I'm sorry?
Not
like
that. I'm trying to find out if the tokens will be sold out where you can't buy anymore, because he said there's a limited amount.
Yeah, the limited
amount.
One
lady just bought a million of them.
Yeah, that is a discounted. That's the discounted price of 39 cents right now.
That answers
yes,
it.
Indeed.
So, thank you.
Right.
Okay, discount.
Sure. Okay, JJ.
The next question.
Indeed.
Right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Next one is 208, ending in 8394.
Oh, thank you, Jane and Zara, for taking my message. I love you guys. I just need to know about the children taking the shot. And I was listening to something yesterday that said the children that are coming from the future to here now, they're from the future. They have the big eyes, and they're the ones that took the shot. So they've been it hasn't helped them to, have a life like those that do not take the shot. So can you comment on that, Zara?
Comment on it?
Yeah.
So
is there any way
that
we can prevent this from happening? The children having the shot.
So here's, can I just, Fani, hold on a second. So
sure.
I just want to explain that a little bit more for the people that are listening to your question. So what she's concerned about, and we're all concerned about, is that the children that are being born from parents who have had the shots or who've had, the vaccines, the jabs, when they're going to be coming and being born, there are many of them will be half and half human, half, you know, the gray. We're not, and so it's not good, basically, as far as these particular beings. Did I get that correct, Pawnee, or do you want to explain that further?
No, that's good. That's good. Just, is there any way we can prevent this from happening?
Prevent what from happening?
Or how much? For the children being inoculated with the different COVID, whatever they're saying, and who knows what's in those
the
shots
it's
that
up
they're
to the
giving
parents,
to the children.
It's up to the parents to refuse them. That's what you can do.
Yeah. Okay, so if I could make a comment. So when we went, okay, so Zora, from a higher point of view, you know, there are children right now that are being mandated or their parents to get these, to get the jabs, and they're innocent bystanders. So the ones that are being born.
Well, the children can say, I don't want it.
No, these are children as they are being born. From the parents that decided they wanted to get the
jab. Well, the parents absolutely must stand up for their rights. They must tell the hospitals they do not want their children inoculated or vaccinated or any of that. It's up to the parents.
All right. I think that what I can say from a higher plane, from those of the higher plane, is again always to know that the light is one, has one. That also means from source that they are already in the process of alleviating, dissolving all of the negativity. And we know that it's all about free will. So in regards to that, that is already dissipating. And so the people that are, oh, my God, I cannot believe that we're already here. I cannot believe this, guys. All right, we got to have another call.
Of course, you're done.
I'm sorry, Zora. Okay, so I will go into that a little bit more on our next call, which is going to be like, I don't know, Monday. Oh, I don't know about Monday. Maybe we'll try to do it for tomorrow. Okay, gang, let's go ahead, group. Let's go ahead and regroup again tomorrow. And we'll go into that a little bit more. I'm going to do a little bit more homework, but I know that the light is already understanding what's going to happen, and the children will be saved. That's all I can say. The children will be saved. So here we go.
Oh, thank you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sure.
5, 4.
Zora.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Receive.
From the gods and goddesses of our beings. We are of the light, we are from the light, we bring forth the truth, and we will stand always for our free will moving in the right direction, and that our world is saved, and that we are all into the wonderful fifth dimension frequencies, et cetera, et cetera. All right, everybody. See you all tomorrow, probably same time, same place. 9 a.m., everybody, Pacific time, 12 o'clock Eastern. We'll see you tomorrow. All right. Love you all. Thank you for your patience. Thank you, Pawnee, for that question. Very, very interesting question. But here we go.